Hey everybody, this is The Simpsons Show. I am Robbie with my co-host Matt, and we are here to talk about The Simpsons from the beginning. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I am caffeinated.
Well, after a long day of driving, I would hope so.
Yes. But this week, we are getting right to the gist of it. We are watching episode 7G07, The Telltale Head, written by Al Jean, Mike Rees, Sam Simon, and Matt Groening. That's a lot of people. Four people in one episode. A little strange.
Well, you can't really tell. It's remarkably well put together.
Yeah, it's a pretty tight episode. It's directed by Rich Moore, who he directed 17 episodes, so a pretty good chunk of them. A lot of the early season ones, kind of a lot of the defining ones. He directed the first Treehouse of Horror episode. And he also directed Wreck-It Ralph, which I was surprised to find out. Yeah, I like Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph is a fantastic and a criminally underrated movie.
Chalkboard gag is, I did not see Elvis. According to the commentary on the DVD, there was a lot of Elvis sightings at the time. Which I don't really think you get that much anymore in tabloids. The couch gag is Bart is popped out, but then he like plops down in front of the camera, in front of the television, as the credits are rolling. So it's a little weird.
It's simple. They always have to start out pretty simple, but yeah. It involves the whole family.
Yeah, it does. This one, it the whole episode is told through flashback. We start out with Bart and Homer walking through the town at night. It's kind of moody lighting. They're walking under streetlights and all that. When a mob of supporting characters are chasing them, wanting to kill them, they are carrying a head. You don't really know what that is yet. The mob wants to murder them. They finally corner them at the statue, which you find out is Jebediah Springfield's statue. And you find out that they're holding the head of the statue. And Bart has an appeal for mercy and wants to tell them how and why this happened, and maybe they'll reconsider murdering them.
Well, you know, when you take the statue off a head, there's got to be a really good story behind that.
Yeah, they said in the commentary that they had done it the other way around for to a certain point, but there was very few laughs towards the end of the episode. So they wanted to start it out with the least funny part, I guess. And then, so they could even out the laughs. At least that was what I believe that was Al Jean said that. It actually says the episode title on screen. Not very many episodes do that. But we see them running from the mob. We flashback, the whole episode is thrown flashback, to basically the family going to church. Bart is frisked by Marge, who takes away his slingshot, a Radioactive Man comic, various other things.
Which is really cruel when you think about it, because, I mean, how else are you supposed to survive church without, you know, stereos and slingshots and comics?
Yeah, and then and Homer is, like, jumping up and down on the couch watching football because he's bet $50 on the game. And there is a sly nod to the staff. They mention a player called Wolodarski, which is a reference to Wally Wolodarski.
Obviously, he's not very good. He takes it at the five and fumbles. So if you're ever on a Simpsons staff football team, don't take Wolodarski.
I don't think the Simpsons staff played very much football, to be fair.
You never know. They went to Harvard.
That's my point. They go to church, which is a kind of interesting thing in and of itself, because most shows really don't show people going to church. It's kind of interesting that it's just kind of a thing that the Simpsons do a lot. And most shows, most sitcoms, and especially most animated shows, never go to church.
Well, I feel like it was one of those things that was kind of a hot topic in those days, and sitcoms were there for cheap laughs in general. They didn't want to get into something like the role of religion in the everyday household. And that's one of the funny things about The Simpsons is, you know, Marge is going through Bart's pockets, getting rid of all his stuff. He doesn't want to go. Homer wants to stay home and watch football. He doesn't want to go. It's more like it's something they're required to do than something they actually want to do. Marge is the only person who sees a reason to go to church, which I feel is very representative of most families at that time.
Yeah, that was my family. That was kind of, my mom wanted us to go to church, and my dad was like, whatever. If it makes mom happy. I certainly, when I was 12, did not want to go to church. I was like, I just want to sleep. Bart and Lisa go to Sunday school, where they have a long discussion about how, who, and what gets into heaven with their Sunday school teacher. for the last time, Bart, no apes in heaven.
No animals in general, which I think is very short-sighted. Because, I mean, what are you going to do with your time when you're in heaven? Not play with animals?
My idea was that there's animals. They just are, like, heaven animals.
Oh, so they're not your animals. You have to adopt a new cat when you go to heaven.
No, it's the same cat, but it's not the same cat. It's like the Matrix. That's what I think about it. It's like the Matrix. Yeah. That's how it works. That's how I work it out in my head. It's heaven like the Matrix. The Matrix.
Okay.
Yeah, heaven's like the Matrix. Homer is, this is a great sequence. Homer is listening to Bart's confiscated radio to the football game while Reverend Lovejoy, this is the first appearance of Reverend Lovejoy, by the way, Lovejoy is preaching, and his mannerisms and movements match up perfectly with the football announcers. And it's a really great sequence. It ends up with Homer standing up and exclaiming in joy at a very perfect moment in the broadcast because his team just scored. And I actually have the clip of that, so here it is.
Oh, please.
Holy Toledo, it's good!
It's good! It's good! It's good! It's good to see you all in church.
Please be seated, Homer.
Yeah, sit down, Homer.
But they end up leaving church. Marge is upset with Homer because he was listening to a football game at church, and she's upset that he's going to, you know, make a bad impression on Bart. They see a space movie in the theater on the way home. Bart wants to go see it. He ends up getting $5 from Homer, in a really cool sequence. He dresses himself, and swings out the window and skates down to the movie theater. And it's really well laid out. It's very visually impressive especially for a first season episode.
Yeah, the animation so far in this episode is actually extremely well done. They've really gotten to the point where they've nailed down what each character looks like. Even a lot of the side characters look exactly like you would expect them to in much later seasons.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different angles and, you know, kind of creative shots. Rich Moore did a really good job, and there's a reason he's one of the definitive directors of the early seasons. Bart ends up getting snuck into the movie theater by the three biggest bullies of the school, Dolph, Jimbo, and Kearney. And this is their first appearance as well. He looks up to them because they're like the worst students, the worst kids in school. And he's clever, I think, to Jimbo, and he laughs at Bart. So Bart is immediately brought into the fold. They sneak into the movie to watch Space Mutants 4. It's like a wreck, you know, that kind of parody of a really bad horror movie.
It's basically a 1950s monster mashup.
Yeah, but kind of set in the present day. It's, you know, it has two people like making out in a car and getting attacked by an alien. And it's kind of they get pulled out of the theater. It's kind of a direct mimicry of what's shown on the screen in the movie. It's pretty cool. But they get tossed out of the movie theater proudly. Jimbo's proud that he's been tossed out of all four Space Mutant movies. And they end up going to the Quickie Mart. And we get Apu, first appearance of Apu. Bart buys some squishies for the fellas, and they steal everything that's not nailed down while Pooh's back is turned.
Including a copy of Playdude magazine.
Yeah,
that's how they roll.
First appearance of Playdude, I believe. But they do call it a five-finger discount. Strangely enough, when everyone has four fingers.
And I'm pretty sure in later seasons they actually refer to it as a four-finger discount. So someone obviously caught that and was like, hold on, folks, no one has five fingers.
I think what they said in the commentary was that they used the phrase that everyone's familiar with. And I think, but later seasons, they got more confident in people understanding that they only have four fingers. Yes, that's how it works. It's okay. So they steal things from Quickie Mart, and they go walk by the statue of Jebediah Springfield, who is standing proudly on a dead bear, gesturing up to the sky. All the three bullies kind of rag on Jebediah Springfield. Bart's kind of unsure about how to go with this because he's always been taught, you know, to revere him in school. I think Springfield's a strange town, and that they are really reverent to their town founder.
I feel like a lot of small towns are like that. They have something that they absolutely love about their town, just because, well, it's a small town. You only have so many things to be proud of.
That's true. And they kind of end up in what is a really great visual sequence. There's a lot of really great visual sequences in this episode, laying on the grass, staring up at the clouds and, you know, looking up, and they see all these different shapes there. And that's kind of a twist on what, you know, you normally get when people look up at the clouds, instead of really like, you know, fanciful, I don't know, imagery. You get them seeing a cherry bomb and a guy getting knifed in the back. And they finally, and a school bus, a flaming school bus.
Going off a cliff with kids still inside, of
course. Yeah, and then finally Bart sees what looks like the Jebediah Springfield statue without a head. And the boys remark, hey, it'd be really cool if someone chopped the head off that statue. And Bart has like a little quizzical look on his face. But then he, you know, he defends Jebediah Springfield. He's like, and he goes to bat for him and says, you know, he killed a bear with his bare hands, which they use that pun three times in this episode.
That's bear, B-A-R-E.
Yeah, the third time they finally clarify, yes, that's, they kind of make fun of Bart and they tell him to get lost because he's, you know, defending Jebediah Springfield. He goes home and talks to Homer about how important is being popular.
And of course, the answer is, it's the most important thing in the world. And Bart, of course, replies, well, what if they want me to do something really bad? And he says, you mean, like, you're not talking about killing somebody, right? No. Oh, then you go ahead and do it. Whatever, yeah. It's fine. As long as someone dies.
Yeah, we actually have that quote. And we'll air it right now.
Well, I was wondering, how important is it to be popular?
I'm glad you asked, son. Being popular is the most important thing in the world.
So, like, sometimes you could do stuff that you think is pretty bad so other kids will like you better?
You're not talking about killing anyone, are you?
No.
Are you?
No.
Then run along, you little scamp. A boy without mischief is like a bowling ball without a liquid center.
And it's a very funny moment because it really shows Homer. He wants Bart to have fun and, you know, be popular. He doesn't want him to be a nerdy kid. And that appears a lot in the show about Homer being worried about Bart not being considered cool. And it usually comes back to bite him in the butt. And in this instance, it does.
Yeah, Homer was one of those kids who really, really cared about how other people saw him. He required a lot of external validation. And, well, we all see how Homer ended up.
Yeah, he wasn't really a cool kid in high school, even really in middle school or elementary school. And I think that's part of it, that he wants Bart to be one of those cool kids. This basically tells Bart that it's okay to do what's necessary to get these kids to like him. And so we cut to another, like, my favorite sequence of this entire episode, when Bart is the first appearance of his, like, ninja costume, basically. And he slides down the banister, silences the cat, and puts outside before it can make too much noise, creeps down to the square, and chops off, and hacksaws Jebediah Springfield's head.
Which, of all the things that is unrealistic in this episode, that is by far the most, because my god, it would take a long time
to get a bronze statue with a hacksaw. Yeah, that would take a long time. It takes
Anyone who's even tried to hacksaw PVC pipe knows that is a gross underestimation.
Yeah, it takes a long time to do that. But he successfully grabs the head, so he successfully hacks off the head, wakes up the next morning with the head staring at him in bed. It's a direct Godfather reference, which I believe they use multiple times. This is, that is, along with Citizen Kane, Godfather's, the other movie that Simpsons writers and directors love to use. And he lugs the head downstairs in his backpack. Hear the radio, the family's eating breakfast, and they hear the radio announce that Jebediah Springfield's lost his head. Everyone in the family is immediately sad and distraught that he's lost his head. Bart is kind of upset because he has the head with him and he doesn't know how to feel about all this. But he's like, oh, well, I'll take it to the bullies. That's what I did it for. They'll respect me because I did this. They cut to Mo and everyone at the bar. They're all upset about it. And Mo's trying to get them to cheer up, but he just ends up breaking down. Everyone's standing around the statue without the head, you know, being very upset. We have, what is it, Mo and Mr. Burns sharing a moment, very strangely.
It's true, Mr. Burns is not normally one to hang out with the common man.
Yeah, but he's there right along with him, upset. We see Bart, you know, go to the bullies who are sitting near the statue. And they go, oh, we'd love to meet the guy who cut off Jebediah Springfield's head. And Bart's, really? And then, yeah, we'd kick the crap out of him, or we'd break every bone in his body, or something along those lines. Bart is confused because, you know, they said yesterday they would love to see someone do that. And they're like, oh, that's just cloud talk, man.
I'd never cut the head off the statue of a guy who iced a bear with his bare hands.
That's the second time they used that quote.
I'm going to call attention to every single one just because it's really funny.
Yeah. They also cut to the old folks home where we see Grandpa Jasper and a whole bunch of miscellaneous old people also saying that they should cut off the head of the person who actually did it. Nothing like escalation of violence by the old people.
And you never want to trust bullies to be consistent in who they love.
Very true. And they go home. Bart goes home. He's very sad because he did all this just to get respect from these bullies. And now he's committed something that he thought was wrong in the first place. I think that that's made clear that he never thought this was a good thing to do. But he was told that it was okay to do because it would make him popular, you know, among like kids that he thinks are that he respects. But he's sad because it didn't do anything. It didn't work. He goes home. And the family's watching television, and we see a reenactment of Jebediah Springfield killing the bear. It's really, really bad. It's him. He's clearly fighting a dude in a bear costume.
That's true, but he does kill him with his bare hands. Or more likely, the bear probably killed him.
I think that's really funny. That in this is the first really appearance of Jebediah Springfield and the folklore around him, and they're already hinting at the fact that he probably isn't what he really like what they say he was, which they revisit later in Lisa the Skeptic, especially. And at this point, the head has started talking to Bart, you know, saying, "Why have you done this to me, Bart?" And associated things like that. It's a clear homage to the Telltale Heart, Edgar Allan Poe story, where the guy starts hearing, you know, the body he buried under the floorboards, the heart beat, you know, even though it's not, and he is hearing the head talk to him, even though it's not. It's kind of his conscience, you know, representing itself in the real world. And Bart goes out back to bury the head in the ground. The head's talking to him the entire time, and Bart is just about to bury it, and he has a change of heart, attack of conscience, and brings the head into the family, to show the family. Homer immediately goes, I knew it! Knew it was you all along. And Bart quickly stops him by saying, I only did it because I wanted to be popular.
And of course, Marge says, who Marge obviously knows right away where he got the idea of that.
Yeah, Marge just quickly says, did he get this idea from you, Homer? Are you responsible? Homer's like, yeah, maybe, kind of responsible for all this. And they end up, they decide to go down and take the head to the authorities? I don't know what that would be in the middle of the night. Like, to the police station, I guess?
Or maybe, they don't really say, maybe they were just going to try and sneak it back on top of the statue without anyone noticing.
Yeah, I guess so. But they quickly run into this mob that starts off the show. The mob's like, yeah, we already heard that part. They catch up to the present time, and Bart makes a final plea for mercy, and the mob, the lynch mob, I guess they forgive him for what he's done. They put the head on. The head says, thank you, Bart. He says, I'm sorry, sir. Bart says, I'm sorry, sir. And the head goes, no problem, Bart. The episode ends kind of with the crowd, you know, just kind of admiring the statue, and Bart and Homer kind of walk away. Homer going, Bart, most lynch mobs aren't this nice, which I think that in the commentary they say they added that the last second because they wanted something like a little punchline at the end of the episode. And that's the end of the episode. I really enjoyed this episode. It has a lot of kind of foreshadowing of future episodes they tackle in the next couple seasons. You get a lot of the B story, if you want to call it that, is Homer, you know, watching football and betting on it and not wanting to go to church. That's revisited in both Lisa the Greek and Homer the Heretic.
Not to mention his looking at bowling balls, which comes back a lot.
We'll see that in the next episode. Prescient example of his kind of obsession with bowling. It's a thing that he's more obsessed about it in the early seasons. It kind of, like a lot of stuff, it drifts away in the later seasons. With that, we are going to jump over to our listener question of the week. And our listener question this week was, what is your favorite vacation episode? And again, we got a lot of great answers. Love you guys. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up. So here we go. Matt B. on Facebook says, so many classics to choose, but the one that sticks out to me is The City of New York versus Homer Simpson. For many reasons, Homer choosing crab juice over Mountain Dew, Marge wanting to be an audience member in a Broadway play, Bart visiting Mad Magazine, which that is a great, great sequence. I can go on and on. That's a great answer. Connor L., who's dutifully answered pretty much every question so far, is his favorite one is a totally fun thing Bart will never do again. This is a more recent episode. The reason this is my favorite vacation episode is because it will really make you feel sorry for Bart at the beginning and when he gets in trouble for tricking everyone into thinking there's a virus, because I don't think Bart realized what he did was wrong. I also love this episode because it makes me want to go there. That's one where they go on a cruise. Sean on Twitter, at Real Sean Smith, favorite vacation episode, Bart rents a car, they go to the World Fair, and Nelson makes them stop for Annie Williams. Quote unquote, boom, second encore. That's the name of the episode, is Bart on the Road. It's a great one. And Tim, at Tim That Is Dumb. Itchy and Scratchy Land, where nothing can possibly go wrong. And I think that was the most popular answer. Everyone loves the Itchy and Scratchy Land episode. It's a really great one. I have to agree with that. It's a great episode. Now, Matt, what is your favorite Simpsons Vacation episode?
I gotta admit, when we asked this question, I immediately knew my answer was going to be Bart versus Australia. Because as someone who's always wanted to go to Australia, I can't wait to get into my first game of Knifey Spoonie. Because I'm pretty sure I can rocket that.
That's a solid one. We had a couple people send that one in. That's a pretty popular one. For me, I have to go with Bart on the Road. I saw this answer and immediately went, yeah, that's right in my favorite season 7, one of my favorite seasons. It's really funny, yet it's full of weird, quirky stuff, like Nelson liking Annie Williams.
Not to mention the wig sphere.
The wig sphere. Gotta love the wig sphere. But next week, our listener question of the week is, this is a Bart episode for the most part. We're just going to make it simple. What's your favorite Bart episode? Many, many, many to choose from. What is your favorite and why? You can, I'm going to post this on all our social media. You can tweet at us at Simpsons Show Pod. Facebook is facebook.com, The Simpsons Show Pod. And you can email us at simpsonsshowpod@gmail.com. Reach us any of those places. Links are also at thesimpsonsshow.com. Before we go, we have to do the segment that ends every week. Best episode ever.
Best episode ever.
This is a segment where we rank the episodes categorically as we watch them chronologically. For our number one episode right now is Bart the General. And bringing up the rear, Homer's Odyssey. Now, Matt, where does this one rank? Where would you put this one? It's a pretty good episode.
It is. It's quite a good episode. It's a great Bart episode. It's a great Homer episode. It goes very well to the core of their character. It shows the supposed small townness of Springfield very well. The production is really great. Everything seems to fit very well together. The animation is very solid. I'm still going to have to say it's probably not as good as Bart the General for me. Just because the allusions in Bart the General put it over the top of the Telltale Head.
Yeah, I would put this below Moaning Lisa.
Really? Okay. I'd put a little higher than that, but I'll go with that.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay with that, yeah.
I think Moaning Lisa is a little bit more touching. I think it has a little bit more like heartfelt moments. And it really has a lot of really good dialogue. And I think this episode is very, like Bart the General, is very visually strong. But I think Bart the General has better allusions to pop culture and all that. Thematically, it's stronger. But I still say Moaning Lisa is better, just because it's a little bit more touching.
That's true, and it really goes to the core of Lisa. You get a lot of Bart in the first few seasons, whereas Lisa, you get a lot of her as time goes by. But in the very first few seasons, you don't get a lot of Lisa. And Moaning Lisa is a really good example of that.
Yeah, you're fine with putting it in number 3?
Absolutely.
Okay. So our new number 3 is the Telltale Head. That leaves Bart the General is still reigning champion as best episode ever. Until next week, maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe. We'll see. Next week, we're watching Life on the Fast Lane, and we're going to have a special guest. It's pretty exciting. I know I'm excited about it. But tune in next week with a special guest. So, guys, with that, that'll bring us to a close. I've already mentioned all our places you can reach us on social media. I would also like to mention that If you like us, please subscribe and leave us a good review on iTunes. Every time, more good reviews we get, more the better placement we get on iTunes, which is very important to getting us more listeners. And we really appreciate it. If you do nothing else, doing that would really, really help us out. We really appreciate it. Also, please, if you guys have any suggestions for the show, we're still kind of fine-tuning our format a little bit. So a lot of people are saying it's too short, it's too long. We just kind of get like to hear from you guys, see what you want, because that's really what we want to please you guys. But otherwise, I think that'll bring it into this episode. With that, I am Robbie,
and I'm Matt,
and keep watching The Simpsons.